even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
And welcome to the Genius Lab, where we have all kinds of big dreams that we're going to make come true. This is Toby Christensen, your self-empowerment trainer, and we are going to talk about the problem with releasing your shit. or we sometimes can call this life constipation. All right. So one of the things that I run into over and over and over again with working with clients is that although there is an expressed desire to release their shit, to let go of the stuff that's holding them back, when it comes right down to it, people sometimes have a hard time letting go of the things that they're attached to. There's a ritual that I do with people who have a story that they repeat over and over again, and a lot of times it has to do with childhood trauma. And it's when people are connected so acutely to a particular aspect of their story that they identify with it, and that identity does not help them out. Okay, so there's a Dagra ritual from West Africa, the people that I work with there, and they have this really cool deal where the element of mineral, which is represented by stones and crystals and bones, they are the keeper of the stories. In other words, a stone can work like a little thumb drive on your computer. And basically, if you look at yourself being the mainframe that holds the original file, and that file is corrupt or not helpful, it's important to download that file onto a thumb drive or onto something else and get rid of it. So the ritual is, when someone has a long-term story that is problematic, I talk to them about talking to the stone. And we work on taking the story and putting it into the stone and then getting rid of the stone. And everybody's all cool on that. We can also do that with fire ceremony and some other things. But the thing that's really funny is then I inform them that once you get rid of the story, it's no longer yours. Therefore, you can no longer tell it. Yeah, you can just imagine what happens then. Now, I talk about things from the past. I've talked a lot. I've talked at length about, you know, the family that I grew up in, and the violence and the lack of support and encouragement to move forward and to be the biggest that we can be and all that kind of cool stuff that I wish that I would have had. And you know, I'm telling these like completely disconnected. They don't even feel like they're my stories anymore. When I was connected to those stories, I used to tell them with tremendous emotion and, you know, just vile hatred for my mother and blah, blah, blah. So the thing is, I use them as teaching tools, but they're like they're someone else's story. The key is to get rid of your attachment to the story that no longer serves you. So you have to be willing to never speak that story again. And what you find out there is how attached to certain stories you are. Okay? I have clients that have been horribly abused by family members. And when we talk about getting rid of the stories, they're like, well, does that mean I have to forgive them or forget about it? And no, that's not it at all. The attachment of the story that is creating pain for you is what you want to get rid of. Okay. If I know that there's a dog that bites and, I got bit by that dog, I'm not going to go back into the yard and pretend that the dog doesn't bite, right? Because then I'm just going to get gnarled again. And so that's not helpful at all. But what it does mean is that I'm not going to go back into the yard and recreate that story, okay? And I'm not going to tell, I may tell people to beware of that dog, but I'm also not going to promote my victimness so that everybody feels sorry for me because of that particular malady or that particular dramatic situation. So the thing that happens a lot of times is that people get attached to the recognition that they get from going through a traumatic incident that becomes their identification. That also becomes their value. And that story, although it creates tremendous pain, tremendous anxiety, tremendous post-traumatic stress, they keep it handy because it works. I mean, people feel sorry for them. They give them attention. Oh my God, how can I help you? Blah, 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 blah. And as long as we stay hindered, as long as we stay ill, we get rewarded with help. And that's fucked up, okay? So, but our society is kind of geared that way, if you think about it. When my mom first went to her assisted living place, she was kind of lonely. And so she kept falling and like hurting her elbow, or it was nothing major. It was little things, but it was nonetheless got her to the hospital several times. And I remember my sister, who's her primary caretaker, calling me and saying, if mom falls one more time, she's going into assisted living. It will cost her five times more for assisted living than where she is now. And now they have people around. You know, she lives pretty independently, but there are nurses all around. The next level is where you actually like have a nurse assigned to you, and it's quite costly. And my mom doesn't need it. Okay, so she was getting all this attention. And then all of a sudden, she found out that if she fell one more time, she was going to be upgraded, and that care was going to be significantly more money and more and more problematic in terms of them having to keep an eye on her. She's never fallen since. So it's interesting how we can be attached to the thing that causes us pain, and how that, to release our shit, is really like not necessarily what we want to do in some cases. So what I would challenge you to do, what I would recommend and encourage you to do, is think about how the shit that you're in serves you. How does being a victim serve you? Do you get help from other people? Do you get attention? Do you get pity? And does that feel good to have people, you know, sympathize with you? Think about what the advantages would be of letting go of the shit and being independent and being self-empowered. Okay? And you got to get really honest with yourself, because I'll be honest, since I have been on this self-empowerment journey, I don't talk about the things that are troubling me that much, because I just deal with them, right? And when you deal with your own shit, you become empowered. When you become empowered, people don't feel sorry for you, and you don't get a lot of attention for things. So it can be kind of lonely, because you don't stand out and you're not a victim. So you're not looking for people to acknowledge you as a victim. And so you just like take care of shit by yourself. And, or, you know, I have friends too that I go to, but the deal is, hey man, I need some help solving this problem. Can you help me? And we get the solution done, we take the action, and then it's done and it's over. It doesn't linger. And we don't harp on and on and on about, oh, poor me, and oh my God, it's so bad that happened to you, and la, 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 la. We just get on with it, and then we start creating stuff. The thing about releasing your shit is it takes a lot of energy to hold that shit. And even though you get attention from it sometimes, even though you get recognition from it, sometimes you even get rewarded for it, right? Okay? So when you're not getting that anymore, guess what? You take all of that energy and you reclaim your power, which means you start creating shit, right? Like good shit. Like, what do you want to have happen in your life? Do you want to create some new music? Do you want to create a new company? Do you want to create a new skill? You know, whatever it is, new friendships, new community, whatever. It's really exciting once you get over the acknowledgement that comes with being wounded or being a victim, and you overcome that pleasant attention, so to speak. I mean, it's fucked up when bad stuff happens to you. I totally, you know, and nobody's going to say, man, I'm glad this horrible thing happened because now I get a bunch of attention. I have not met a lot of people that intentionally put themselves into harm's way so that they can get some attention. Although some people kind of do that. But when it happens, you have a choice. Deal with it, heal it, move on, and then use your energy to create something new. How about instead of getting acknowledgement because we're a victim, what would happen if you started helping other people instead of worrying about people helping you? Ooh, isn't that an interesting thought? So think about being on the other side of it. You still get the recognition because there are people in this world that they're just hungry to be recognized. They're just hungry for the kudos. They want people to go, oh man, you're such an amazing person, or oh, you poor thing, you're such a victim. Okay, fuck it, man. let's get off of the victim shit and let's get on to the thing of being a creator of something good. How about, damn, it's awesome that you go down to the homeless shelter and feed those people. Man, it's so awesome that you contribute to going to the NICU unit at Children's Hospital and read to the kids. There's a really cool bookworm program, and they're always looking for people to read to the babies. You know, whatever it is how do you want to be recognized? Do you want to be recognized for holding on to your shit and wallowing in it and being a victim? Or do you want to be acknowledged for being a fucking hardcore power monger that gets out there and kicks butt, takes names, and makes the world a better place? You know, there's the selfish power mongers that are out to take everything. And then there's the really awesome power mongers that are out there to create the power of community, the power of tribe, the power of togetherness, so that we can release our shit, no longer be a victim, step into our power and create something big and wonderful. As you do that, you become an example of how to own your power, how to reclaim your power, and how to step into doing something great. Think about that until our next podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this. Get rid of that victim shit, all right? Reclaim your power and do something to make the world a better place. And by all means, keep looking up.